NBC News. I'm Ann Compton, live at the White House, where President Bush has saluted the heroes of September 11th, 5 years after terrorists attacked.
On this day, we remember the innocent who lost their lives. And we pay tribute to those who gave their lives so that others might live.
Calling for unity in a formal address from the Oval Office, the president strongly linked the war on terrorism with the war in Iraq.
Whatever mistakes have been made in Iraq, the worst mistake would be to think that if we pulled out, the terrorists would leave us alone. They will not leave us alone. They will follow us.
And he had a warning for Osama bin Laden, pledging America will find the al-Qaeda leader no matter how long it takes. I'm Ann Compton, live at the White House. Now with more, here's Chuck Sievertson.
And in Afghanistan, a major NATO offensive continues against a resurgent Taliban. NATO says more than 400 militants have been killed. And opium production in Afghanistan is up 59% this year.
Across Afghanistan today, American soldiers remembered 9/11 at a forward combat base, in a wreath-laying ceremony in Kabul, and in the stirring words of Staff Sergeant Alicia Watkins, who was in the Pentagon when it was attacked.
I recognize what type of stuff that we come from. I recognize the strength and the courage that flows through American blood.
Terry Moran, ABC News, Kabul, Afghanistan.
ABC's chief investigative correspondent Brian Ross and his team discovered that a key bomb-making ingredient is surprisingly easy to get, ammonium nitrate. It's widely used as fertilizer, cheaply purchased at farm supply and gardening stores.
In 2 days' time, our undercover team, spending less than $300, had assembled 1,000 pounds of ammonium nitrate and, undetected, moved it into a storage shed just a few miles from the White House.
ABC's Brian Ross, and you're listening to ABC News.